Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe O, Sammy P, Thursday Night Football. We're getting you set for that. You heard from Aaron Rodgers right there. They're calling it the Icy Hot Bowl with the Steelers at the Bengals. Actually, Cam Hayward started that, and now everybody's run with it. So it's good stuff there. Joe O, Sammy P, we are live on X this hour. Do have Sam, don't worry, if you're with us in the first segment. We are live on X, bet_sweats. Find the link over there. I'm there at Joe Ostrowski, Sam at SP Shoot. We've got a sizable point spread that we are going to break down between the Steelers and the Bengals. That's gone up a little bit. The total's been climbing this week. Go for the end zone without breaking a sweat with a Pro Football No Sweat token. You'll get your stake back in bonus bets if you don't win at BetMGM. Hey, Sam.
Joe Flacco first touchdown. Let's go.
I looked it up this morning. It's 101. I know that because I looked.
I know. So did I. I'm like, what are the odds of old man Flacco to just fall over the goal line and score first? These are the things we think about, right?
Yeah. Yep. When's the last time that happened? Did you go that far? I thought about that for a second. I'm like, I kind of don't want to know because then I'm definitely not going to bet it when I look up and see the last time that he had a rushing touchdown.
He's due.
Three factor. It's good. It's good. I like it. The number is 5.5, total 44. It opened 42 and a hook. That's been climbing. The side early in the week, it went up about a point. All right. So these last couple Thursday matchups, wonky results, right? We had the Giants taking out the Eagles handily, 34-17. And then the one that frustrated a lot of people a couple of weeks ago, including yours truly, with the survivor results, you had San Francisco taking out the Rams. The Rams were an 8.5-point favorite. The Eagles were a 7.5-point favorite. Both of those heavy favorites go down, and it's a sizable point spread here. 5.5, not quite a touchdown, but you're kind of knocking in that territory, probably as high as you're going to see a Steelers-Bengals AFC North matchup go. Anything that first stands out when we talk side total?
Side total, I lean to the dog because of the weaponry. You have so many options for Flacco to go to. And I think Flacco's always been pretty efficient at getting the ball where it needs to go. Flacco's also been relatively solid so far at least protecting the football. That's something that Jake Browning just didn't do. So I feel a little bit more confident, even though Flacco's up there in age, I feel fine about him dispersing the ball properly. So I do lean to the dog. No feel on the total. And then for a player prop, look, Chase Brown's stock is in the gutter right now. And I'm not saying like Chase Brown is going to reinvent the wheel and, you know, rejuvenate his season all of a sudden. But when we talk about the numbers of Chase Brown, look at his rushing prop, man. 44.5. That's it. Mm-hmm. Are we really expecting this phase out to go full throttle? I know the touches were almost split last week, but if they give him another run against a Steelers defense that's very overrated, could this be the jump on point for Chase Brown? I'm asking myself that rhetorically. The numbers for him coming into the season were in the high 60s, low 70s, and now we're 44.5. And I could just never go under that number because it's cratered so low.
The defense looked a lot better for the Steelers last week. I'll say that. And it's probably based on health. They go on by, they get healthier. Then all of a sudden the secondary comes back to life and they take care of Cleveland. Now it was Cleveland on the other side. You had a rookie quarterback in just his second start. That's a big ask out of that rookie. What'd they do? They sacked him 6 times. They hit him 16 times. Like, it was ridiculous. The kid had absolutely no chance, and you would expect that. So it was a get-right game for the Steelers' defense. So is this going to carry over into this game? You're going against a weak offensive line. Like, if you look at pass rush win rate, Steelers are number 2 in the NFL, and we know every year that the Bengals have one of the worst offensive lines. That's what scares me a little bit, if you're going to back the dog here. But, you know, a lot of people are looking at that. That's why we get to 5.5. I don't like betting Tomlin when he's laying 5.5. I know they covered last week against Cleveland. It was probably a good spot. I steered clear of the game entirely, but I don't want to do that. I'm not interested in doing that. So leaning to the dog, yeah, probably a little bit more than a lean for me. I don't know that it's one of my favorite plays of the entire week, but I'll probably be on the Bengals. +5.5. We'll see if there's any momentum on this number. If we can get 6, I'm not sure that we will be able to. These upsets are fresh in people's minds that we've been seeing. We've also seen in these night games this year, if we want to go down Trend Street, dogs, 15-7 against the spread at night. Is there something to it? I don't know. Sometimes I think there is, because a lot of times when you're in that primetime spot, you know everybody's watching the team that is called the big underdog, told they have no chance of winning, you get some life, you get something out of that team, you get their best effort. And that's what we've been seeing so far this year. Nighttime dogs, 15-7 against the spread. Sam, they have a winning record straight up. They're 12-9-1 straight up. So there's another reason. And you got to get to the Flacco part. I think that's a sizable upgrade. What we saw out of Browning was a huge disappointment. Huge disappointment for the Bengals. It was not what we were expecting, because the last time we saw Browning an extended time due to a Burrow injury, he was fine. He was below average. He was okay. Good enough to get by. Well, he wasn't this time around. And now you go to Flacco, and I'm trying not to go too far after one game. Terrible first half. Awful, man. They had 3 3 and outs. They had 1 first down in the first half. Then they come out getting a little bit experience with his brand new team, doesn't know the playbook that much. And then he throws for 179 yards. You see a connection there with Ja'Marr Chase. I'm trying not to overreact to that second half, but I tend to believe the second half a little bit more than the first half. So that's another reason that I'm looking Bengals tonight.
And see, you brought up the Steelers defense, and maybe it's getting better. I'd like to see it again.
Mm-hmm.
I think taking on a Browns team that had just played in London and then comes back across, bad spot, on the road again, young quarterback. I think a lot of things were working against the Browns in that spot. And we also talked to some bookmakers throughout the week who said, oh, the Sharps were laying Pittsburgh. They were laying 4, 4.5, 5, 5.5. And that game got to 6, and the Steelers were pretty much in control the whole way. I got this weird feeling about Flacco tonight. I know that we're not supposed to bet based on vibes. We're supposed to believe in numbers and power ratings and spots and situations and all that. I ask you this. Do you think it's more likely the Steelers win by 10 or the Bengals win outright tonight?
Bengals outright.
Exactly. That's how I feel. This is not a spot I'm laying on the road with Rodgers, who's been very pedestrian. I think a lot of Steelers fans are having fun when he's throwing touchdowns. But if you look at the games he's been in so far in Pittsburgh, he's been pretty average. There are some highlight throws and some big plays. But for 4 quarters, this is not the Aaron Rodgers of old. It's just not the same guy.
Here's the Flacco prop I was taking a look at. Attempts, 36.5. Different team with some of this, but we did see it last week as well. We've seen Flacco have 45 attempts in games 3 times already. He's been averaging 41 attempts per game. Now, game script's going to be part of it. Do the Steelers go up? I love the attempts. Love the attempts. The attempts is at 36.5. as he's been averaging 41. He's had 45 three times. A lot of this is going to be on the game script. I think Flacco just wants to fire, man. And it's going to be quick passes. He knows he has a bad offensive line, so he's going to have to get rid of it immediately. But he had 30 passes in the second half last week. I think we're going to see more of that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I would agree. I like 5.5, and I'm going to go back to Chase Brown. I may be on an island here. I tried to, like, bring you with me, Joe, and it's fine. Mm-hmm. I will float that way by myself. Somebody offered me a fantasy trade.
Okay.
They offered me Chase Brown. And when you have fantasy owners giving up on somebody, I think that's sort of a good time that it's probably not a bad idea to buy some stock. I did turn the trade down, for the record, because this person wanted Tet McMillan, and I said,
I was going to say, well, then they shouldn't be asking for much. That's ridiculous, Tet McMillan.
Tet McMillan for Chase Brown. Deny. Nope, ain't happening. But I did see that trade request come across, and I went, oh, he's going to go off now. And maybe that's not the easiest way to get from point A to point B, but from a number standpoint, I repeat, his rushing prop tonight is 44.5, and that is 25 yards lower than it was in week number one. If you're going to buy a dip, this is the time on Chase Brown.
I'd love to hear from some people. What's the worst trade offer you've received this year? I'm not even doing fantasy, but I think they're funny because yesterday driving around and my son goes, oh, look, I got a trade request. I'm like, what is it? It was, he has Rico Dowdle. Somebody was asking for Dowdle for Pacheco and some bum. I was just like, get out of my face with that. Don't just give the no. You need a comment. Like, come talk to me when you're serious, you bum. Like, get out of here with that. So stupid.
The trade requests are very dumb. Very dumb. No doubt.
I love it when people think, oh, you know what? I think this guy's completely brain dead. Like, I'll fool him. He won't even bother looking at the stats or looking at anything like that. He'll just say yes. I'm like, it never works, you morons. What are we doing here?
So to be fair, my team stinks this year, and it's been ravaged by injuries. Not that anybody wants to talk too in-depth about anybody's fantasy team. But Gertz actually sent me a very funny text yesterday about, you know, I keep giving up a bunch of points in fantasy. And the text says, well, tell your defense to just play better. And you're like, that's pretty funny, even though it has nothing to do with that. But I think people in my league think that I'm waving the white flag. I'm not. I still have I'm only two games back of a playoff spot right now. So I'm not going to wave the white flag and start trading Tet McMillan for Chase Brown. That said, I think there's a lot of fundamental thoughts in that process because Chase Brown was this person's third-round pick. Took him in the third round. Now, that's probably a reach, and I think Gertz would agree. Chase Brown was mostly going at the end of the fourth round or early in the fifth round. But when fantasy owners and bettors start giving up on a player,
yeah,
that generally feels like a good time to buy a little bit of stock. Again, I'm not going to bet Chase Brown to win the Offensive Player of the Year. But 45 yards, that's it. That is such a low number for RB1 these days.
For sure. I understand your standpoint there. All right, you can tweet us, bet_sweats. Here's one from Pete, and it's worth noting. Pete's handle is at Moon Madness 57.
Moon.
Love it. Bengals are going to cover, and my analysis is that Thursday night games are unpredictable, but neither team is prepared, so take the home underdog. Sometimes that's all it takes. I understand where you're coming from. We're on the same page as far as the Bengals. All right, so you're looking at Chase Brown buying low. I was looking at, maybe it's a buy low spot. Maybe you'll be surprised by the number. I felt like there's a connection there between Flacco or Chase. And maybe Chase. It's just Flacco being smart. Like, hey, this is the best dude on the field. I better keep targeting this guy. And when he was successful in the second half, did you see that touchdown catch? He was completely blanketed. He just like got sort of one of his hands kind of free, and he was able to corral that. Just Flacco put it in a great spot. I was a little surprised to see that his yardage is 73.5 with Flacco. I like that. The touchdown is plus 145. These are not Chase numbers. These are not Chase Flacco numbers. It feels like these numbers are made off of averages and thinking that Jake Browning is still under center.
Browning is so bad, man.
Yeah.
I was watching this film study. There's a lot of guys now that do the YouTube film study, and the guy watching the Browning film just starts laughing during the film study. Like, Browning throws a ball into triple coverage, and it gets picked off, and the guy just starts laughing. And the one thing about Flacco, he's always thrown a really pretty deep ball, which mm-hmm. either the receiver can go up and get, or the D gets all over the receiver and we get a flag. I'm feeling Flacco tonight, man. I am.
I like it. Might have to do some money line. Like you said, money line probably more likely than the Steelers winning by double digits. All right, we'll continue here on the NFL. Survivor picks for this week will help you out with week 7 on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.